This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday. Oh, yeah. Taryn and Danny are jumping enough for Steve and I.
I'm vibing.
We're vibing a little here and there.
I'm at, like, the faded part of a party where I can't stand. I can just bob my head.
Or you're just too drunk that's all you can do. You're afraid to stand up because you might fall down.
100%. You're a good head bobber.
That's all I know how to do. It's that bald head, man. Brings a lot of tension to it.
It really does. Thank especially you. When the light shines on it or the sun.
It's like I'm an angel in this room, isn't it?
I would not go that far. Let's get to Leah from Bothell. Leah, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Leah has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
According to the popular Christmas song, Frosty the Snowman, what are the snowman's eyes made out of?
Coal?
Yes. Where did the Seattle Supersonics relocate to?
Tacoma, Oregon.
No.
Spokane.
No. What kind of word reads the same backwards and forwards?
Palindrome.
Yes. The first Austin Powers movie was titled International Man of What?
Mystery.
Yes. What band has the hit songs Toxicity and Chop Suey?
Oh, System of a Down, obviously.
Yes. What female talk show host recently got diagnosed with aphasia and dementia?
Jada Pinkett Smith?
No.
Pass.
What is the main ingredient particular to a dish when it's described as Florentine?
Oh, cheese?
No.
Pass.
What makeup brand used the slogan easy, breezy, beautiful?
CoverGirl.
Yes. The wombat is a burrowing animal native to which continent?
Australia.
Yes. What is Indiana Jones afraid of?
Snakes.
Yes. What female talk show host recently got diagnosed with aphasia and dementia?
Tyra Banks?
No. You got 7 correct, though, Leah.
Ooh.
And earlier this morning, 7 beat Steve.
It did.
Yes. So
Don't jinx it.
Okay. I won't say anything. I won't say anything at all. I don't have faith in you at all, Leah.
I feel bad.
Steve is going to win.
Just walked in here like he was walking into the wrestling ring.
He did with a cup of coffee.
A swagger.
My spandex are on. Glad you guys noticed.
I don't know if I like it, but are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Brother.
According to the popular Christmas song, Frosty the Snowman, what are the snowman's eyes made out of?
Coal.
Yes. Where did the Seattle Supersonics relocate to?
We don't talk about that.
I'm so sorry.
Oklahoma City.
Yes. What kind of word reads the same backwards and forwards?
Bob.
No.
Mammogram.
I know what you're doing. No.
Yes.
The first Austin Powers movie was titled International Man of What?
Mystery?
Yes. What band has the hit songs Toxicity and Chop Suey?
Wait up. System of a Down.
Yes. What female talk show host recently got diagnosed with aphasia and dementia?
Wendy Williams.
Yes. Yeah. What is the main ingredient particular to a dish when it is described as Florentine?
Eggs.
No.
Oh.
You are so confident.
Eggs Florentine. Burgers.
No.
Meat.
No. What makeup brand used the slogan easy, breezy, beautiful?
Ovaltine.
No.
Maybelline?
No.
Oil of Olay.
No.
Oh, man.
Steve, you got 5 correct, which is a loss. 7-5. Oh. Leah, you win.
Thank you so much, Steve, for completing my bucket list.
Oh! That's awesome. What else is on your bucket list?
Well, after I saw Metallica, the next thing I needed to do was beat Migs, of course.
Yes!
I love it.
I don't like losing, but I actually don't mind it for this situation. That's pretty badass.
And honestly, I'm more excited now than I was when I saw Metallica. They didn't even do that good. So, cool. That's awesome. I'm going to write it on my calendar. Thank you so much.
Well, just like Lars Ulrich, sometimes I have a bad day.
One that she did know, the kind of word that reads the same backwards and forwards, palindrome.
Ah, palindrome.
Mm-hmm. What is with your eggs Florentine? Do you know anything else?
Is it spinach?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So spinach Florentine?
Yeah. So anything that has like a bed of spinach, that's why.
That's Florentine.
Florentine. So your eggs Florentine probably is eggs on a bed of spinach.
So Popeye got strong with a can of Florentine.
Pretty much.
If you want to say that, you can. And one, of course, that Leah did get right. Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Cover girl.
How the hell am I supposed to know that?
It's one of the most famous slogans in the history of slogans.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Ask your wife. Ask Tatum. Tatum will probably even know.
Ask anyone other than Migs.
Congratulations on losing, Steve.
By the way, if you've not shopped the Rock Shop lately, you will notice something different if you head to KISW.com. We have a t-shirt. It's the Daily Migs Beavis and Butthead inspired shirt.
Fire, fire, fire.
And the wonderful artist, Justin Hunt, that made this for us, shout out to him because it is pretty special.
Saw a couple of Rockaholics rocking it on social media, and I was like, that is awesome. I'd like to get one myself.
A guy that rides on my bike MS team, Ron, he sent me a text last night wearing it, and
That's
it looks
awesome.
So good. I can't wait to see one in the wild. So if you have one and you're going to Metallica tomorrow, please wear it because we want to see it. Head to KISW.com to get yours.
The Daily Migs Show.
Drew Barrymore was on CBS Mornings and shared a great story about how she used to keep a list of the people she has been with.
Okay.
And here she is talking about it.
I made a list, it was back in the day. I did it with paper and pen.
Smart.
I'm the most disorganized person. I lose everything.
Don't say it.
Yep.
Left it on a plane.
I left it at someone's house.
Yeah, not just anybody's house, though.
Well, I was producing a film that Danny DeVito was directing. And so I wrote the list on the back of a set of notes for the film.
Mm-hmm.
So I left it at Danny DeVito's house.
Oh, okay.
So was it just like a random day that she's like, you know, I want to remember who I had sex with and just started writing a list out? I thought for sure this list that I remember hearing about this story before.
Oh yeah.
And I always just thought the list was like she had like a notepad, and anytime she hooked up with someone, she went over to it the next day and just wrote John from, you know, California, something along those lines. Have you guys ever kept a list?
I mean, just mentally.
Oh.
I never wrote it down.
You never wrote it down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the idea of just keeping a list seems weird to me. So you kept the list, Danny?
Of course I did.
For what reason?
So like, I don't know. So
memories.
I could go back and be like, oh, how many am I at?
Yeah.
What's my number?
And what's the hope of, like, what's the end result though? Like, are you like gonna like evaluate them? Like, oh yeah, that one I gave 5 stars to. Did you give stars to them?
I did not give stars to them.
Okay.
No, it was just literally like a list of just so that way I could remember and be like, oh yeah, that happened.
Those were good times.
I remember her. Oh, I almost forgot I had sex with this girl.
Yeah.
That's right. Do you say exactly what you guys did?
No, wow. I did not. No, it's literally just a list of names.
I don't mean like, I mean, because.
What, a novel?
No, like, did you go Did you hit a home run?
I did.
Or
have
a, did she just talk into your microphone?
Right.
Or
I did have a two different lists. I had like
she working out with a shake weight. I don't know.
Oh like, my! I feel like your list.
So
must
you had
be
two
very
lists.
Elaborate.
I don't have a list.
I had two lists. Mine was home run list and third base list.
Oh, so no like makeout list or anything like that.
No.
The list would be too long.
Oh, yes, exactly.
I think it's so weird you guys have separate lists.
I have no list.
Well, I think it's weird that you don't have any list.
Oh, well, I have a list. No, I got it right now.
Dude, the minute we were
you
talking.
Have it on your phone?
Absolutely.
The minute we were talking, all of a sudden Sarah pulled out her phone. I'm like, she can't have it on her phone.
Sure
and
do.
You have a notes app?
I have a notes app, and it's titled Those Guys, You Know What I'm Saying.
Does George know that you have this on your phone?
Yes.
Has he looked at it?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I probably knows all of them, to be honest. I mean, doesn't know them personally.
Wow,
but, oh, my God.
Were you friends?
A very tight-knit circle.
No.
We keep it in the family.
No, I mean, I've been very open about my body count because I always,
body count.
First or second date, that's one of my questions because I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's fair. Me and Lynn have gone over my list as well.
Have you gone over a list with her?
Oh, yeah.
See, we never have this conversation, Sid and I.
Oh.
It's a zero interest. And I don't think there's any interest in her as well. Like, it's just like, whatever. Like, whatever was happened in your past, happened in your past. I'm not, what am I going to, like, anything you say is not going to, like, rattle me. Even if she said she had, like, 17,000, which I know it's not that. But, like, I would just be like, whatever, you know?
That'd be impressive.
17,000.
Dang, girl.
I had to think of something that seemed a little over the top.
I don't
know. If I said, like, 1,500, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't care.
Brad and I never went through, we never like named names, but we called out numbers.
Oh. Huh?
Yeah.
Like a we meal? Said, like, our like number five is up?
Like we said, we've shared our numbers with each other, but
gotcha.
We've not shared names.
Yes. I mean, for my list, it's kind of fun.
How
because,
many pages is your list there, Sarah? I'm kidding.
You know, it's not that many pages. But it is fun to like, because I always would put their first name and then put, you know, how I met them or something.
And then the location?
Yeah. So I have like a guy from Vegas. I have, you know, a guy and he was my boss.
Taco truck.
I have a
Who did you ever
I have? Do have one that says the gas station dude. The guy that I met at the gas station.
So you don't even have his name?
I have his first name, but then in parentheses, where I met him.
What's the hope of keeping this list? Like, is it so when you're older, you can look back on all the fun conquests that you had?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, honestly, they've just forgotten. It's like, oh, yeah. Again, I don't remember
See,
that
I'm
night.
More mad that I didn't keep a list of all the concerts I went to. Because it'd be fun to look back on what shows I've been. I'm not really thinking about what girl I hooked up with in my 20s. Like, I'm okay with never remembering that person again.
A lot of bad experiences, huh?
Oh, I mean, some ups, some downs, you know? None of them have been, not everyone has been great. I remember in college, there was this one girl, and I was about to hook up with her. And I remember being, like, all fired up. I'm like, because I didn't get much action back then. And I'm like, this is going to be great. And she opened up her like her computer and she had a Word file or whatever it was. It could have been something else, but like a Word file. And I'm like, what's that? She's like, oh, I just want to make sure I write your name down. And I'm like, what do you mean write my name down? She's like, I keep a list of all the guys I hook up with.
Did you walk out on her?
I did.
No!
I did.
But that's so progressive of her.
I mean, at least wait till after we do it. It just threw me off.
The romance
I was like, huh? Crushed. And she's just like, yeah, I want to make sure. I'm like, do you need like my middle name? Do you need my address? Like, what's going on here? It creeped me out that she had a Word file of every name. And I could look at it. And from where I was sitting, it wasn't like just a couple names there. Like, it took up the whole screen.
Sure.
So I was like, I didn't want, at that point, I was like, I don't want to be on this list.
I don't want to be another notch on your bedpost.
Well, especially before
I'm
we
out
even,
of here.
Before we even did
Carrie.
It.
That's what it feels like. For I am better than this in your Word document.
Yeah.
I, was like, I have pride.
It's like, I don't know who else has been on this list.
Well, did you ever see her again? Talk to her again?
I mean, in college, yeah. Of course, you kind of cross paths. But I didn't, like, hook up with her ever.
Mm. Did she ever ask, like...
No, I made it very clear I was leaving because I didn't want to be on your list. She didn't need to ask. I told her.
Oh,
I was like, this is weird. Like, I would have rather if you waited until after we did it before and then put my name in the list. But, like, to put it in before, I was just like, I'm out of the mood.
Did you
like,
say,
this is strange to me.
Did you say, I didn't make the list?
I did not make the list.
And walk out.
You know, a year ago, I knew this story happened before. I remember it was talked about. I think even Danny DeVito talked about it, like, on The Tonight Show. But I found the clip of Danny DeVito being interviewed by Drew Barrymore on The Drew Barrymore Show last year. And she brought up the list to him. And it's pretty awesome. Like, you're, and it's just so weird because I know she's recently been in the news about how like close she was sitting to the first lady and like all that kind of stuff. And in this clip, she's on her knees holding like Danny DeVito's arms, like, please tell me you don't have the list. And here's the moment between her and Danny DeVito.
Did you ever come across it?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, I've been meaning to talk to you about this. Some of the names on that. No, I did make it, I made a copy of it, and it's going to be in my autobiography. No, I never came across it.
So you never saw it?
No, I never saw it.
Well,
secret's safe with me.
Okay, good. I felt it was because I never heard anything about it.
I didn't know.
She is kind of an oddball, though. I really like her, but sometimes she is a little cringy.
You know, honestly, after seeing that, it made me a little less like, that was weird with her and the first lady, because at least that's like, oh, no, I just don't watch her show. I'm like, oh, I guess that's just her thing. Like, she just awkwardly gets too close to her guest.
She does. She's a close talker.
But she was on her knees. It was weird. Danny's like, I don't mind. I'll put her on the list. Oh, there. Sorry.
I'll watch it all day.
Oh, Danny DeVito. Rock on. Set that anywhere, Danny.
What? Are you getting too excited over there?
Did you drop your list?
Did you drop your list?
I did. I'm putting it on the whiteboard for you guys.
It's over now.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is a vegan bakery on Long Island under investigation for allegedly reselling donuts that were purchased at Dunkin'.
Oh, this should go well.
This happened about a month ago, but recent social media posts have surfaced about this kerfuffle. Some were very angry about this happening, so of course we have to go straight to the comments.
Yes, we came across a few social media posts and some other stuff as well online about this story and sent them to our buddy, our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, so that he could pull some of his favorite comments and reenact them in whatever voice he wants to just point out just how crazy people get on social media, especially when you use the term vegan.
Oh,
it's very polarizing, as I know all too well. Some people just want to tell you what they think, even though I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
Either way, do whatever you want. But on the flip side, there are also some vegans that do want to tell you everything what to do. So I can understand some vegans have kind of earned the backlash.
Sure.
But this one starts off with a little, how do I say it? I guess a statement from Jason before he even goes into it. Which I think is just great, since I needed to get something off my chest first. So we're going to go straight to the comments with Jason, our production director.
Let me just say, as I recreate this, I am a Dunkin' Donuts apologist. Coffee, donuts, the whole works. That's what you get for growing up in the Midwest. Anyway, here we go.
If you were to steal donuts and resell them as your own,
Why in the world would you choose Duncan? That's like purposely cheating off the kid with the worst grade. So dumb.
Disagree.
Oh.
I love that this bothered him so much. He's such a Duncan apologist. I'm a fan of the coffee. Like, whenever we go back to the East Coast, like, we make it a point to always get our coffee from Dunkin'. But the donuts, honestly, I feel like many other donut places have kind of jumped ahead of them.
I mean, we're definitely living in a donut world these days, for sure. There are many options.
And I was all about their Munchkins, which are like their Timbits.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, right? Those freaking ruled. All right, here's our next comment about this vegan bakery selling Dunkin' Donuts.
What's the problem? They make a profit, don't they? If those weirdo vegan people can't tell if the donut is vegan, then that's their problem.
I guess their vegan dar is not working.
No.
A vegan donut? What a miserable way to live life!
There are some bad vegan donuts I've experienced. Some are really good. I can't remember. Mighty O's Donuts, I think they're all vegan. And their donuts, they figured it out. And there's a couple other places I've had that are pretty damn good. But some, you're like, what the hell is this crap?
No.
Here's our next comment about the vegan donuts.
And they were the best donuts the vegans ever had. The end. Unless you have some whack-ass tummy issues, why would anybody be a f***ing vegan?
Steve, do you have whack-ass tummy issues?
It's all whack-ass. That's why I'm a plant-based weirdo with my whack-ass tummy.
I just came here to say I once dated a vegan. And it was awful. 10 out of 10, do not recommend.
Thanks for sharing, buddy.
I donut care. Get it? Donut care? It's like don't.
That was dumb.
Yep.
We have one more comment about the vegan bakery selling Dunkin' Donuts.
Wait, there's meat and donuts? What the f***?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I didn't know that.
Wow.
It's sausage and all donuts.
Come on, haven't you had those bacon maple bars?
Oh, that's fair.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point, yes. Or you could be like my parents, who whenever my wife, who is vegan, and you know, myself eating the plant-based stuff as well, they'll be like, hey, we were thinking about getting some lobster. That's vegan, right? I'm like, no. How many times do we have to go over this?
The Daily Migs Show.
On her podcast, Misspelling, Tori Spelling shared how she resorted to an extreme measure to prevent a mishap while she was stuck in traffic. Here is the audio.
I had to pee really bad. I was stuck on the 101, which is like our craziest freeway here. And I was like, I'm not going to make it home. So I literally reached back in my Tori Poppins bag and I'm like, something. And I went through and I'm like, aha, a diaper. And I literally put like on a diaper and in my pants in Bo's diaper.
I don't know what I'm more thrown off by. So she has a podcast, which that's crazy. I guess everybody has a podcast. And then is that her own line of handbags?
I think she was just joking that it's like a Mary Poppins bag.
Oh, okay.
Because Mary Poppins has everything
like,
in her bag.
You called your clothing line Tori Poppins? That seems like a strange thing. But also impressive that I never would have thought to go grab, granted, I'm, as a dude, I don't have as much of a difficult thing to do as far as, like, you know, going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, women have it a little bit tougher when it comes to, like, you can't just go in a bottle now, can you?
If you have a she-wee or a she-ness, which I did used to have.
Wait, so is that something that's there for in situations where you might need to go number one and you're not anywhere near a bathroom?
Correct.
And it's called a she-ness?
She-ness or a she-wee?
Is it like
there's a couple different names for it. Like there's a few
those,
different
like,
brands.
It's like one of those filters like you use to like put oil in your car?
Kinda.
Is that what it looks
it
like?
It kind of looks like that. And it is Sarah looking it up. Sarah's shopping. She's already got two in her cart.
Yeah, because someone
just
texted
you put it over the...
Oh, yeah. So it does look like one of those...
The bits.
It almost looks like a... You remember Hi-Li the game?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like the Hi-Li catcher thing.
Yeah, so you put it over
your area,
your spot, and you can go anywhere pretty much.
Somebody texted in right now and just says, Taryn, I remember when you first started at KISW, you went on the air with the Men's Room. You said that you were stuck in traffic coming home, coming from Finney Ridge, and that you had to go number one. So you did so in a cup from the driver's seat.
This is true. There was two times.
How did you not remember this?
There were two times.
Well, I thought reading the text, you looked like shocked that somebody remembered that.
Yeah, I had to like pull because I got stuck on Aurora.
Uh-huh.
Came over. I was on the other side of the bridge, like the south side of the bridge, and I pulled up into a little neighborhood and had to go to the bathroom on the side of the road. I was not going to make it to work.
You didn't have a bag of diapers.
Did not. I didn't have a child yet. Had I had a kid, now I know for the future. You know, you just carry around some pull-ups or something.
So you were able to take care of it in a cup?
Yes.
Was it scary?
Wow. It was horrible. And I was afraid that I was going to be spotted by a neighbor or a police officer.
Did you pull up to the side of the road to do that?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Whatever that, like Aloha Street or whatever that road is. It was that road.
Yeah. The only time I remember when we went, we were just recently traveling. Where the hell was it? California with my kid many months ago. And both my wife and I just had to go number one so bad. We were stuck in traffic. We finally got to the place. I'm like, I'm not going to make it upstairs to the restaurant. She's like, I think I can. I'm like, well, I'm grabbing this can of like a Monster energy drink, whatever, was empty. I'm like, I'm just going to take care of this. I'm like, just distractate him for a second. And so I'm in the parking lot. It is a covered parking lot. No one was around. And I'm just kind of standing there doing what I got to do. And all of a sudden, who's walking right up to me? Daddy, what are you doing? And I'm like, I got one job. I asked you to do one thing. Distract our daughter so she doesn't see her dad doing something so stupid.
Because then you know how our kids are. They go and tell everyone that they encounter what their parents did today.
Oh, because she'll think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And she'll want to tell grandma. And that's the last thing I want my mother-in-law to know, that I had to do that, even though it happens.
Kids can't keep secrets.
But I never would have thought to use a diaper.
That's genius.
Actually, kind of is.
Tori Spelling is brilliant.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.